GE4 Romeo Yankee Alpha, monitoring the Canada Hub.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Ryan. How's it going over there? VA3 HOY in Windsor.
Not too bad, Henry. How are you doing there this evening?
Well, right now it's a lazy evening. It's just past 8 and just sitting back and watching, Big Cat, nature show, cheetahs, lions, you name it. It's on PBS, public broadcasting. Back to you, Ryan.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting show there. I've never heard of that one. We have a streaming service that we use here. We got rid of the Shaw or Star Choice this year, about a couple years ago, so trying out some different TV options, streaming and stuff like that. Not really home too much during the week to watch it, but sure nice to have on the weekends, do whatever, to have something to do, to sit down and kick up on the couch.
Well, yeah, you know, it keeps you off the street, out of trouble. At least that's what I used to be told. But, yeah, I enjoy watching shows like this or any kind of nature or science show, that kind of thing. I guess I'm just, what do you call those kind of people that like science and nature shows and that? I don't know. Anyway. I heard you calling, and I thought, well, wait a minute, R1A, yeah, that's Ryan, yeah. That's always a clue, isn't it? That's probably like my call sign, too. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I hear that, too, whenever I hear you on there, too, in a meal once in a while. I don't pick up the radio to chime in or anything like that. You guys are having a good convo there and stuff, and sometimes I'm just busy here making something up here in the evenings and stuff too, and just listening in there, don't have a time to pick the radio up, but no, it's all good. Hope you're all doing well over there too.
Yeah, you know that's really true. In my case, I leave the HD on the coffee table or something, and then walk away. Do something, and even if somebody calls me, I may not have a chance to run to the HD, but I've been told that this is only a hobby, you know, and there are more important things to do sometimes, but I don't know, especially when I'm retired, the hobby is important to me, keeps me going, keeps me thinking. I think you asked me something. Sorry, Ryan, did I miss something?
No, didn't ask you anything. That trying to hear you and Emil on there once in a while, and that same thing. Whatever. I turn it on when I get home, and not able to reach out to the handheld to pick up there to join in with you guys, whatever. But I'm here listening most of the times, whatever, in the evenings, whatever, when I get home from work, whatever. And if I have an opportunity when you guys are on there, and I'm actually sitting down in the evening, whatever, I'll pick up the handheld here too and chime in with you guys also. Over.
Well, a lot of us give a few second pauses between transmissions, like what you and I are doing right now. And Emil and I like to practice that. And if you have a chance, please do. You know, get in. say a few words. You don't have to stick around if you don't want, you know. Just announce yourself, say hello or something. That way your voice will be recognizable over the year more often, you know. I remember years ago when I first found the Canada Hub, a gentleman out on the West Coast, Adrian Deaton, 7NZ, talked to me and he said, you're welcome to use it all you want, that kind of thing. He made me feel welcome coming on here, and that was it. That was it, and it's history. That's where I parked it, and I've been enjoying it ever since. And it's not just Canada, you know. You can talk to so many other people around the planet on this Canada Hub. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's a great thing to have a great superpower on the HD sitting on a coffee table, but never knowing who's going to be calling from around the world. I've gone blank. VD4RYAZA3HY.
Yeah, that was one thing there. I was a little bit guilty of the one time there when you and Emil and us were all talking there, and I was a little making up a little bit too quick. Still new to this hobby and stuff like that. Like I told you guys before, that it's something I wanted to join for quite a while, about 20 some years ago when I was younger, and happy to be able to do it now. And yes, Adrian out there in Vancouver there, I actually watched a small little clip of him here for the Manitoba Amateur Radio Club here in town here and everything. They had him on there a few years ago, whatever, it's on YouTube, whatever, about how this network and everything all works and stuff and how it's grown, and that just made it very much more interesting. And like he said, like the network there, use it, jump on there and make some contacts. And I'm very, very happy that I finally was able to get a hold of this hobby and start doing it.
VA3HR1 returning. You know, the last video that I watched was on YouTube. In fact, it was live when Adrian and Scott and a few other guys in a driveway were launching a Pico balloon. And I followed it on APRS.fi. And wow, that, it was just awesome watching this live and watching the little problem, because they were having a slight rain or something, and things were getting a little slippery on the balloon, you know, and they were weighing it for the gas, for the amount of gas to get in. It had to be just right, and putting the payload on there, and expecting it to go one way when it was launched, and it went the other way. And it finally landed somewhere on the side of a mountain or something in a wooded area near a lake. I'm not sure they ever retrieved it. I'm not sure that I'd want to try and retrieve it. It from the air, from Google Earth, it didn't look like a friendly place to be in. A great way to get hurt or something. So I don't know if they ever retrieved it. But back to you, Ryan. VA3 for that.
Yeah, no, those are pretty neat. They're Beagle balloons. I need to do a little bit more research on them and look them up there. I haven't had any chance to do it there. My son there, he's 12. He's looking and maybe into getting into this also, whatever. He had, I'm talking with Emil here maybe a month ago or something or so, whatever. He was, I'm on the radio as well, he was barbecuing, so something to get in. So might look at him getting on this hobby also. Because it definitely is a fun hobby.
Yeah, it's a hobby like no other as far as I'm concerned. I'm 70, and I've had many hobbies over my life, everything from astronomy to painting to kite flying like Emil does, so many other things. And this is the one that I stuck with the longest. It, it, it was funny, even my ex-wife used to say, you pick up a hobby and you keep it for a few years and then you drop it. What's wrong with you, you know? I don't know, I lose interest. But not this one. This one keeps changing. There's always something new to it, you know? It's something to learn. And a lot of people, a lot of great guys out there who help with the technology, because I'm not the smartest guy, especially when it comes to this technology. Some of these guys are just great at computers and everything, and they can program things, and they can do it themselves. I try to do that. It doesn't always work, but anyway. Anyway, Brian, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get back to this show. They're using an infrared nighttime camera. Interesting. That's the way to do it. That way they can see a kill when lions do a kill. A thing that we weren't able to watch on TV 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And, yeah, this gives a new light on the wild. A new respect, and maybe we'll take care of our animal friends a little better. VE5RYA, VH3HY.
Yeah, that sounds good there, Henry. Nice talking to you this evening there. Enjoy your show. That's pretty cool. You have those night scopes.